Our guys came up and did a nice job. You know, we talked about the physicality, you know, on both ends of the floor. And I bet our guys did a nice job with that. You know, one of the things Atlanta likes to do, they like to get on transition. And we did a pretty good job in defensive transition, you know, to hold a team like that to 7 fast break points. It's really good. But, you know, offensively, you know, in the second half, we had five second-half turnovers. And that was big because they're a team that turns you over. And when they turn you over, they get out in transition. So taking care of the ball is good. Offensively as well, you know, we talk about hitting the paint and spraying the basketball. And our guys were good. I mean, they had 16 sprays. That's the most we've had so far in these 4 games. And so we were able to get some, you know, some good looks from the three-point line. And we got to keep making sure that when we do touch the paint, you know, we play off a 2 and we either finish or we play off a 2 and we spray the ball the right way. And sometimes that may create a second drive for us. And then, you know, one of the things that we track are 50-50 balls, and that gives us a barometer at times of how into the game we are. And, you know, we won the 50-50 ball battle 11-19. So, good win by our guys tonight.
Mike, I know when you came to this job, you wanted your team to play faster, and I know that didn't necessarily play out how you wanted, but it felt like in this game, there was a little bit more oomph in the open floor. It felt like the half-court offense was even a little bit quicker decision. Did you like what you saw just in terms of the pace you guys played with in that first half specifically?
Yeah, I mean, we have to play faster. You know, we still have to play faster, not just in the full court, but in the front court as well. You know, it's a big concept of ours offensively. So our pace has to be there, but it was pretty good to them.
Micah, was the adjustment today to be making a concerted effort to run off through Cat as that playmaker? Obviously had a triple double today. He was at the top of the key, finding guys on cuts. Just what did you see from that? And was that the lever that I guess you pulled for the game?
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to find different ways to get Cat the ball, and you know, obviously one of the ways is playing through the elbow. We had a couple of post stops, and so trying to move him around. Whether he's at the top of the floor, at the elbow, or on the block, we're trying to move him around so he can get a few more touches throughout the course of the game.
Mike, I think you mentioned physicality right away.
Yeah.
I think Josh, in the second quarter, just kind of ripped the ball, got a couple touches. Kind of what you saw his effort in that quarter tonight as you guys opened things up.
Yeah, Josh was really good on the ball. Josh, he's got quick feet. He's strong. And when he gets locked in, he's locked in. And you know, his defensive activity, especially when it comes to ball pressure, was fabulous tonight. You know, he was really, really, really good on the ball, and we needed every ounce of it.
When Jalen struggles with the shot and then turns the ball over a little bit, how positive is it, you know, to have two guys like Cat and OG to kind of handle some of the scoring load and pick up some of that load?
It's at the end of the day, that's why it's a team game. Sometimes guys like him can struggle, you know, but the one thing that he continued to do, they got to pay attention to him. They sent double teams at him, which gave other guys wide open looks. And, you know, he set good screens. So he's you know, no matter who it is, if Cat's struggling, he's got to find other ways to help us win. If Jalen's struggling to shoot it, he's got to find other ways to help us win. If OG's struggling to shoot it, we're not getting enough touches. Mikel, whoever it is, they just got to keep trying to find different ways to help us win. And like I said, Jalen did. He created double teams, which, you know, a couple of them just got some wide open looks. They want to keep doubling. We got to make sure we knock the shot down. He set great screens, you know, so we got to keep doing those little things when we're not shoot the ball, you know, at the highest level, and Jalen did that tonight.
Mike, what did you think of Josh's defense on CJ, and also kind of what led into that switch coming into this game?
I mean, he didn't guard, you know, Josh guarded Jalen Johnson some too, so we just wanted to move Josh around, but Josh is, you know, his ball pressure is good. Like I said, he's strong, he's got pretty good feet, he's got long arms, and, you know, he locks into the ball, and so he's able to get some deflections without fouling because of his long arms. And, you know, CJ's a handful, so we just got to keep trying to find ways to show him different looks, which means different guys have to guard him at different times.
Mike, you mentioned the 7 fast break points allowed until like 43 minutes in the game when Dyson had that layup. It was at 0, so yeah. Basically all the garbage time. What allowed you guys specifically to be so effective?
Players in that locker room, we didn't change anything with our defense in transition. Our rules are still the same. We just got back. And, you know, in the second half also, what helps out is when you have some bad turnovers, that team really thrives off of them, and they get out and they run. And our turnovers, you know, were decent turnovers, and then we only had 5 in the second half, so that helped limit their transition. So if I'm dribbling the ball on the right wing, and I see Diego over there, right, and I throw it here, and they jump the passing lane, nobody can get back. Does that make sense? If I dribble the ball up the floor, and I'm along the baseline, and I travel, it's a dead ball turnover, so we go back and set our defense. So live ball turnovers when the floor is not balanced the right way. What can kill you against that team. And we did a pretty good job of not having many of those.
Mike, might not show up in the stat sheet, but Alvarado's energy was very infectious tonight. Can you talk about his impact for the team?
Well, he was huge, you know, and he hit 2 big threes. You know, he's a guy that they're going to leave open, and he works very hard on his 3-point shooting, and he took the right shots tonight. And then defensively, he tried to be a pest. And so, you know, what he did out on the floor for us gave us a huge lift, especially when Jalen was out.
Yeah, Mike, was the plan like from the bat, just we're going to go through Cat? We're going to go through Cat? Or was it seeing what they were doing with Jalen and doubling and stuff like that? Like, why that adjustment? Where did that come from?
So, We just switched our early offense up, and with us switching our early offense up the way we did, it happened to fall into his hands quite a bit. Yeah, so I'll explain to you off the record one of these times, but our early offense is still equal opportunity, but it gives us the way we switched it up gives us a better chance to get to our second action. If that makes sense.
You can explain it to me later.
All right, we're going to do 2 more.
Mike, you kept the starting lineup intact. I mean, what did you see from that unit? And Mikhail sat again most of the second half, I guess. You know, what went into that decision this way?
We've won a lot of games with the starting group, and so, you know, I didn't want to panic and just change anything. Obviously we changed some stuff strategy-wise, but I didn't want to change anything with the starting group because I didn't feel the need to. And then, you know, at the end of the day, I just felt that Deuce had it rolling, you know, and they were going to double Jalen. And when they did, you know, Deuce hit some big threes. And so if a guy has it rolling, he may have a chance to stay out on the floor. That's all that was.
Mike, you had a couple of offensive possessions from 4 or 5 guys at first zone. Is it in the laboratory of your mind? Is that your ideals for
what
this team is really
looking for? Yes, and first thing we want to do, we want to play with pace. You know, or just conceptually, you know, what is beautiful to me is when you play with pace, you have great spacing, you start with the ball reversal, you touch the paint, first of all, when you reverse the ball, the defense does that. Then when you touch the paint, the defense does this. And then the fifth thing is every decision we make is quick. And if we could do those things, even if all 5 guys don't touch it, I'm a happy camper because we're probably going to get a good shot. All right.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.